Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Episode number 487 of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. We deeply, 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 I like to say things three times because then you really feel it. Deeply, deeply. Sometimes I'll say the same word a whole bunch of times until I can tell that the person's really irritated, just because that's fun for me. We appreciate you listening. Like I said, episode 487. If you would like to contact us regarding anything you hear today on the show, good or bad, you can do so via the email. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address at which you can address us. Also, you can give us a call, 949-464-TBLS. Oftentimes, people will tweet at me or text me, and I'll just respond with that, 949-464-TBLS, because I think it's an interest. The person has a good point. You can just, you know, do it on, let's make content out of it. Also, something fun for you to do is send us, leave a review on iTunes. Go to your, click the, your app right now and leave a review like this guy did, Deep Dark Nuts 2. That should be my name because everyone knows I have a very dark penis. Deep Dark Nuts 2 on August 11th said, their penis game is slipping. Come on, guys, bring it. 2 exclamation points. But he gave us 5 stars, so it's a mixed message there because it seems like that was good. Well, here's another one. It's unpronounceable handle. The podcast is an imperfect time capsule of the weirdness that we have all lived through in 2020. Ish. It's not for everyone. Is he talking about? This person might be ESL. But I started listening from the beginning in 2022, and I can't stop laughing along with y'all. I mean, look, that was nonsensical, but they gave us 5 stars. And also, there was a cryptic reference to our friend Ish, who once stopped by a live radio show and knocked on the door to ask if he could come say hi. And that, what better kind of fan is that? Who's a bigger fan than that? Than the guy that shows up to your work while you're working to just say hello to you. Leave a review. We would love to get your 5 stars there. It's very much appreciated. Also, you can subscribe, of course, $5 a month. Click the link in the show notes. Click or sign up at our Red Circle platform. And then you get all the bonus content. There's a whole bunch of stuff we talked about last week that you don't hear unless you're a true fan that subscribes to everything. And that's, again, you're going to hear about Bradley Cooper doing Jew face this week, which is not allowed. And it was actually one of the most cocaine decisions I've ever seen in the history of filmmaking. And we'll talk about it later. But you're only going to hear that. Only subscribers hear that. Unlike Telly, who we had to put on Front Street last week because he's too poor to pay for this content. I am joined now, as always, by our dear friend Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. It is hot here because it's fucking summer. So hot. It's like 90 degrees.
Yeah.
But weather in my neck of the woods isn't quite making the headlines like your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
How is Sharknado?
Well, hold on. You made me think of this. I recall yesterday because first of all, thank you so much to everyone that reached out. So many people, including Ed Daly, reached out to say, hey, how's everything going? Are you okay? And I was frankly, I was a little surprised. And honestly, I started thinking, should I be more worried? I don't really watch much local news, but Ed, you told me that they were breaking into live sports to talk about the hurricane bearing down on Southern California.
I was watching a baseball game.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, at 11 or whatever it was, like, we're going to talk about the first ever hurricane to be there in 100 years.
Yeah.
And my first thought was like, no, surely I've seen weather patterns of the West Coast. And then I remembered, no, that was the movie Sharknado.
Yes. It could. There was. I guess there was a Sharknado. And this is me. I'm not a prepared guy. I don't. No, I'm sure there are flashlights in the house. I mean, I know there are, and I have some that are like rechargeable, but when we last moved, I don't know what I did with the charger things. So they're not charged. Luckily my water guy had delivered that on Friday. So 2 days before the storm arrived, I got a full delivery of fresh drinking water. So we're probably good there. I mean, there's food in the house, I guess. I wasn't worried. And so this is the extent. And then I'm talking to you and people are DMing me. Is everything okay? Are you hunkered down? And this is the extent of my knowledge of what was happening. One, my girlfriend's friend was supposed to come over and I'm like, hey, is Annalise coming over? And she's like, well, she lives in San Diego. And she's like, well, she's not sure she wants to drive up from the storm. So she's keeping an eye on it. And so I would go, hey, can you ask Annalise what's going on with the storm? And then her friend would send her a text and be like, oh, it's over Mexico or whatever. So that's what I knew. Then also, friend of the show, Darb in the OC, he gets the newspaper delivered. So I texted him and I'm like, hey, what's the paper say about this? What's going on with this storm? And then he texted me a picture.
What year is Darb operating?
Yes. Darb in modern, and the paper's got to be a fucking pamphlet these days, right? Like
it's got to be mostly ads or something.
I
subscribe to the Washington Post online. Like, sure.
You're in the modern world. I used to deliver the paper, and I didn't even deliver the big paper. Shout out to the Daily Pilot. I delivered the Daily Pilot on my bicycle, and those Sundays on the Daily Pilot were fucking Daily bullshit. Pilot,
isn't that in Seattle? Your paper route take you to Seattle?
No, that's the local newspaper in the Newport Beach, Costa Mesa area.
You know what? Yeah. Local newspapers, not like city. Yeah. Well, they're kind of sad.
No.
Like the awesome. Asbury Park Press was the local one by me. It was kind of sad.
They'll cover a car accident or a library opening.
I felt like any newspaper covering my football game is sad.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Those are the best. They do like the JV.
I support quality reporting, of course. But it's a pilot. Never heard of that one.
So I asked Darb, I go, hey, what's the paper say? And then he texted me a picture of the paper and it's like storm bearing down. Cause you forget the paper wants to keep you scared too. They're trying to, they're literally trying to sell papers. And so I'm like,
you know what's sad? Yeah. You know what's sad though?
Yeah.
So they're breaking into sporting events in the New York area.
Yeah.
To talk about this storm.
I know.
And like, they are not mentioning the major event in Maui where 1,000 people are missing.
Yeah, they're off that. And
that's not on the continental U.S. We don't care about that.
Yeah, they got off that dead kids in Maui thing pretty quickly. So
not like white
right,
kids.
Right, not white enough. So I was like, fuck, people were worried. So then, and I'm like, well, it doesn't really look like it's raining. And they kept saying, oh, it's later. It's coming later. I'm like, all right. So I got up Sunday morning and I went to the gym and I'm at the gym. I'm doing my workout, but the gym has a sign on the door that says we're closing at 2:00 today. And I was like, oh, cause of the storm or whatever. And I'm like, all right. So, and this was like at like 11 a.m. So go to the gym.
Did you get a new spotter at the gym?
Oh, I might need one. I'm getting to the point where it's a different gym. I'm at a different gym.
Okay. Isn't that old spotter?
I raw dog it these days. actually looked back there. That was in 2015. I was trying to remember when that was, and I remember I made a post about it. It was 2015. By the way, still very difficult to turn. I'm trying it right now to turn like my wrists out without pain, like all the way. I've limited range of motion.
Do you have scar tissue? I always hear about scar tissue.
I think I do because I was supposed to do all this like physical therapy and stuff, and I never did. So that's probably what's going on. So then I was like, I asked Darb, I go, Darb, is Costco open? And he's like, I think so, because Mark Wahlberg is doing an appearance there. And I'm like, there's no way.
He's got to be bigger than that.
He's selling his tequila. He sent me a clip. He's out there selling tequila.
Wait, Mr. Lifestyle?
Yes.
Mr. Waking
yes.
up at 4 a.m. Yes. and go to the gym three times yes. before noon?
Pray every day, man. Tequila. He started praying a lot after he took that one Vietnamese guy's eyeball.
Trailers? Have you seen the trailers of his like most recent five movies?
No.
They're like unwatchable trailers.
Yeah. I've heard he's denounced his role in Boogie Nights, the only movie he's ever been good in. The only good movie he's ever been in.
He was good in Departed.
He's in Departed? I've only seen that
the
once.
Prickish. He's Martin Sheen's like prickish underling.
Oh yeah.
I think he got nominated for an Oscar for it. He was very good.
He's from Boston. Same with the fighter one. He's just playing himself.
The Mickey Ward brother one.
Similarly, he's a little slow, which is why he was so good as playing Eddie from Torrance in Boogie Nights, another great movie. So he's
denounced his best movie.
Yeah, spoiler alert, he was not at Costco. I think he was technically supposed to be there the day before. But I went out and so many people had contacted me. I went out to Costco and I just remembered right now that I made an Insta story about it. Oh, wait. I can't play one song correctly.
I could have a shower right before bed. Or maybe take an Uber and get some Roadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
So we go live to yesterday. This is me. Did you hear that? That's rain.
Hurricane Hillary update.
It's raining on me.
There's water falling out of the fucking sky, and much of it is landing on my skin.
Yep.
Worst weather event in the history of humanity. This is end times. Pray for Southern California.
That's it. That's how it went down, Ed. I had my shirt was wet. I was soaked. My shirt was wet. I didn't have a umbrella. So I was saturated around the shirt. My groceries, very wet. It's not like I put what do you call those things that they give you? A poncho. I didn't put a poncho or a drop cloth over my groceries. My groceries were saturated. And I went home and did what everybody does when it's stormy outside. I drank a bunch of beer and it was great.
Here's a fun fact about me.
Yeah.
I've never worn a poncho in my life.
Yeah, no. It's real hot and sweaty under there. It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's too oppressive.
Doesn't breathe. No poncho. Yeah. So no, we did not. There was no storm. Despite what everybody was telling me was going to happen, that I was going to lose power and that there wasn't going to be drinking water. It much worse happened. It rained outside and the rain touched me, which was fucking awful. Worst thing that could ever happen to anyone.
Well, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
The biggest storm that hit Hoboken was Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, Superstorm Sandy. Hold on.
It got downgraded.
That's right.
Downgraded.
That's right.
Superstorm
Sandy.
That's right.
Yeah. No, that was bad.
It sounds pretty lame. Like it was hurricane, and then it got to superstorm.
Yeah.
It still fucked this town up.
It really did. Yeah, it really
but
fucked.
The problem
up.
Was the year before. You know, we get like these. We get these like all town texts or something if there's flash flood warning or what we get like certain things.
Yeah.
The previous year, I think it was called Linda. It was some storm. Hey, move your cars.
Yeah.
Shit's going down. And like, I was mildly alarmed, just like, all right, well, how much do I need to care? I still didn't move my car, but
yeah,
then nothing happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And you see, that's so bullshit.
That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
They're saying shit's going down. Like, you really got to worry. And like, I just like did the jerk off symbol when I read that. I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's going to happen.
It was bad.
And then it fucked up the town. Now, luckily, just by chance, my building kind of crowns. So they're like, I wasn't in a flood zone, but you never know. But it flooded. So many people I knew lost their cars. It was like it fucked things up. But like, the problem is the year before, if they're just wrong.
Yeah.
We can't listen to
this.
This is
the boy who cried wolf. Are you familiar?
Exactly.
You can't cry wolf.
Of course.
No, you can't cry wolf, because then they don't believe you when the wolf is there. I'll be honest. I had a problem with Superstorm Sandy. Well, yes, it was very devastating. It came like within days of the tornado that destroyed Joplin, Missouri. And it was the most devastating tornado in the history of the country. And many, many people died. It destroyed a whole town.
Wait, hang on a second.
Yeah.
You're mentioning a flyover state.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And all these people died. And then the next day they're like, what's going to happen to Mick Jagger's penthouse? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, that's exactly the Maui situation.
Yeah.
Like if 1,000 were dead and another 1,000 are missing, which means they're dead also.
Yes.
In like a major city.
I know.
And not like someplace people go for vacation every once in a while.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, it would be crazy news. We have lost probably 2,000 Americans, and it's like,
Yeah, it's literally Maui's 9/11.
Yes. It's
an equal amount of death has occurred, and no, it's like, we're on to the next thing, which is, what does that say about us as a country?
But Southern California is getting wet.
I know. And windy. There was some wind. And you know what I noticed today? They're so fucking soft here that, right, today's Monday. My son, well, the power was out at his school. So I had one kid, no school. One kid went to school. Then I drove to work this morning, and there was like a lot of stuff. It had been blustery, right? So there was a lot of like chunks of palm trees and pine needles in the streets and stuff. And I'm like, boy, it's pretty quiet. And then I drove home. There's nobody on the road. Nobody went to work today because it rained a little bit. Everybody took the day off.
When I went to school in Maryland, when there would be a light dusting of snow, everything was just shut down. Like, we can't do this.
Yeah.
We don't have the equipment. It's like, but like,
it does this all the time.
Like, car tires like work in a half inch of snow. Yeah. Like it's okay. It's essentially like rain. Like you can just use windshield wipers. You can do this.
Just drive a little
everything
slower.
Everything would shut down. Yes. Everything shut down. Like, oh my God.
It's we're very soft here, and so hopefully we never actually have a storm or any kind of like serious weather event, because we're fucked. Do you want to update something we talked about earlier a couple weeks ago? I remember when Kristen Bell and Dax were getting dragged because they wanted to sleep in the airport.
Was it airport? They spent a lot of money on
$700
sleeping bags and shit.
Yeah. On sheets. They sell sheets at airports. Like what? Like,
I know they sell luggage at airports.
Yeah, that is true. That is always weird.
David Tell has a great bit on that.
Yes. They also, speaking of airport bits, David Cross has a bit about how they sell porn at airports. Like, you'll be perusing the magazine section and there'll be Playboy and shit. You're like, what? Does this need to be here? His bit.
And David Cross on one of his albums has a track called A Bit I Stole from David Tell. And he also talks about how they sell luggage. Like, sorry, I was in such a hurry. I just grabbed some underwear. And like, now I'm here. I need luggage.
It's the same bit as what he talks about he talks about, oh, it's the world's filthiest ball draining cum bag. This will make the flight a little more interesting. Well, apparently they also sell sheets at the airport, and Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard they bought sheets and they laid them out so their kids could lay down because they'd been in the airport so long, and then they got kicked out of the airport. Well, they're responding because people were shitting on them. Not just us on the show, who were lightly doing it, but other people were, and they don't get it. When Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard found themselves stuck at Boston Logan International Airport with their daughters last month, the family planned to camp out on the floor. And see, here's the problem. They made content out of it. The couple, which I would have done too, the couple documented the July 26 ordeal on Instagram, explaining that a 9-hour wait due to flight delays had caused them to spend $600 on makeshift beds and sleeping supplies. However, not everyone was sympathetic to their situation. Some social media commenters questioned Bell's claim that there were no hotel rooms available. It says availability, and that's because People Magazine is using Indian AI to write their stories within 50 miles of Boston's Logan International Airport. On the August 14 episode of Shepherd's Armchair Expert podcast, Bell, 43, and Shepherd, 48, she's only 43, addressed the backlash to the incident. I guess I was confused when I saw these really angry comments on my post because I can't figure out what makes someone mad about that story, Shepherd said. But here's the thing, Bell replied. You're treating everyone as though they have the emotional and intellectual capacity. See, they're playing the victim here, that you have or that your circle of friends has. A lot of people just get on the internet and they say, buddy, what should I Google? And they Google angry, mad stuff. And they want to be angry about something. I will say that. So apparently they ended up, they got kicked out. And, you know, that's in dispute of the airport. And they went to a friend of a friend of a friend's and stayed in their attic that night. And look, I blame them.
Attic?
Yes. There's pictures. They were delayed 9 hours or something.
Which sucks.
Yes, it sucks. Yeah.
When you're very rich, which they are.
Yeah. Yes.
You find ways.
Yes.
You don't have to sleep in an airport.
No, you don't have to sleep in an airport. I automatically start doing the math because what they do, what the airline does, and this is should be a criminal act. They tell you the flight's delayed 45 minutes. And then around the 37th minute, they tell you that flight's delayed another 45 minutes and the wheels start turning. That's when you go to the gate or you go to a different airline and you start trying to figure shit out, or you get a hotel, or you just hang out in the bar the whole time until you're actually able to get on your flight. Either way, they're not the victims they make themselves out to be. And there for sure was an Airbnb or something they could have stayed in, right? They didn't have to stay in a friend of a friend of a friend's attic.
No, they could have stayed in a hotel which was available.
Absolutely. Okay, one more thing before we get into it. Do you have anything, Ed?
No, I got nothing.
Okay. One more thing. There was a, I don't know if somebody sent this to me. I think so. Everybody out there everyone's looking to level up, Ed. Whether it's at their current gig, you know, they're looking to force somebody out so they can get that VP job. They're looking for a career change. They're looking for places they can go. And it's nice to see, you know, we're always looking for the good CEO because CEOs are shitty. And remember there was that guy in Seattle? He had long hair. His name was like Dan something. And he got big on Twitter because he was like, he owned like one of those companies that processes your credit card payments. And he's like, I'm going to pay every single one of my employees a living wage. So even the lowest paid, no disrespect to janitors. That's the one we use. Even the janitor is going to make 70 grand at my company. Everybody's going to, and they're going to get healthcare and everything. And he did all that, but then it turned out he was problematic and he may have been groping people and like forcing them into sex and stuff.
This is the problem.
Yeah.
Every hero.
Yes.
On the internet.
Very flawed.
Just fucking
very flawed.
flawed.
Yes. But I think
remember that guy Ken Bone that everybody loved? Like, it was like during a presidential
the
debate.
Sweater, and
like,
the sweater.
Look at this dipshit with the red sweater. Yeah, yeah. He's so lovable. He's like a dummy. And then they're like, oh yeah, he harassed several coworkers and they had to put a restraining. Like, there's nothing there's nothing you can embrace on the internet.
Well, hold on, Ed. We could be wrong because this guy just popped up this week. This guy's a CEO and he's fucking doing it the right way. Listen, I don't know his name because I'm lazy. I don't think I could look into it. But this guy, he's hiring, and listen to his pitch.
It's 5.5 inches.
Hold on.
The average penis size in America is 5.5 inches. Guess what the average size at my company is?
5.5.
8.3. I was born with this penis. It's out of my control. Do you even watch porn, man?
Yeah.
There are literally hundreds of ads for penis enlargement pills. Just click on one. They work, man. They fucking work. What, you scared? Scared of growing? Scared of having a big fat cock? You don't want to grow your dick. You don't want to grow your clientele.
That's right.
You don't want to increase your salary. You don't have any drive. Where are your goals, man? Why the fuck would I hire somebody who doesn't want a big dick?
Ed.
I teared up a little bit.
Back when
is that all right?
Back when you were selling bonds for UBS.
Yeah.
Imagine this guy calling a sales meeting and getting up in front of all you guys and giving you this speech. Would you not have gone out and fucking sold some shit that day?
Yeah. Go run through a wall for this dude.
Fuck yeah. I don't know his name. Maybe it's in the comments. Royce DuPont.
There was a guy who turned out to be my best customer, but I just took over the account and like they weren't really an impressive account, but like the guy who covered him had just left. Yeah. And so they gave it to me and they're like, yeah, this is some shitty account. We'll give it to you, Ed. And I had a good lunch with this guy and he's like, Ed, in about 45 minutes, your dick is going to be hard. And I was like, what? Because we just finished lunch and I was like, okay. And he's like, just be waiting by the phone. 45 minutes, your dick's gonna be rock hard. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then he calls up and he's like, here we go, Eddie. Offer me $1 billion of this bond and $750 million of this bond. I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, let's go.
That guy was the best.
That guy is the best. I love this guy. Well, it's something to look out for, guys. If you're 8.3 or above, this guy Royce DuPont has a gig for you.
8.3. Yeah, God damn, well, that is staggering.
Yeah, and just from being on the show, I know there's different methods of measurement, and you can get a little more girth.
8.3 is from the bottom.
Yeah. You want to go from the top because the balls are in the way of the bottom. If you're going from the bottom, your penis starts at where the balls end.
The proper measurement is the bottom.
I believe it's the top. Well, okay, hold on. Hold, Ed.
Fucking, I'm a 5.5-er.
Yeah, yeah. Here, let's see.
Like, I always thought I was not in a good space.
Yeah.
And then
you've learned.
Like, I'm average.
Yeah, yeah. Average size. Well, everyone knows. If you've listened to the show at all, you know. My penis is one to the right. Everybody knows that. How to properly measure your penis. Here we go. Place the end of the measuring tape or string against the top of the penis where it meets the pubic bone. Extend the tape measure to the tip of your penis and note the measurement. This is your penis length. If you use string, mark where the end of the string meets the tip of your penis.
Who's measuring with string?
And what is this? It's 1800s? Is this where?
After you churn your butter, get out the string.
Is this where Alec Baldwin was the CEO of Pan Am in The Aviator, and he had that one string that told him how far anywhere in the world he could fly? How to measure your penis length and girth? Learning how to measure your penis correctly helps ensure that you buy condoms that are properly sized. Well, there's sizes? There's only the big ones, the Magnum XL.
That's the only size that fits me.
Yeah, and it fits snugly. This not only involves measuring the length of your penis from the tip of the head to the pubic bone, but also the width and girth where the penis is widest. You need to do so with the ruler or measuring tape while you have an erection. Boy, my buddy Mike would have a problem with this because one time I was sleeping.
He's afraid of rulers?
One time I was sleeping in a tent with him. And I mean, I saw his penis a bunch of times. I saw his penis a bunch of times. One time I was sleeping in a tent with him. We were camping down at San Onofre, little surf weekend. And we woke up and he got out of the, sleeping bag. He took out his dick and he just started fucking like swinging it around at me. And this dude, I mean,
we know he's pieced up because he's swinging his dick around.
I mean, he was average ish, but this guy had a fucking mushroom tip. It was a little bit deformed. I would say the head of his penis was so flat and wide as to look like an Alice in Wonderland mushroom. Exactly. Like it's saying, I saw his dick many times. So all I'm saying is he would have a very tough time fitting a regular condom. He might've had
going on in that tent.
I don't know. He just liked to whip his dick out. Nothing happened as far as you know. Okay. Okay. Just like to maybe because of the mushroom tippedness of it, he enjoyed showing it to people because he would show it all the time. And it was just, it was just regular, I guess, maybe a little better, but maybe two to the right. I don't know. Okay. Enough dick talk.
I would say my buddy in college got it out a lot. He was like a two to the right kind of guy, but he would always do the wristwatch, mm-hmm. Just like basic.
Oh shit. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's usually that guy. Absolutely. Okay, let's talk some sports. Oh, wait. We got to talk about who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died?
This fucking song, I mean, I just finally stopped singing it from the last week, and then I hear it again, and now I'm going to be singing it for another week. It's impossible to get it out of your head.
Wonderful
song. So delightful. Ed, who died this week?
We lost a man named Chris Peluso, Mamma Mia and Wicked star, 40 years old.
Oh, yeah, I think I read this. Sounds like he might have been depressed.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. He was battled schizophrenia or something, right?
Yeah, I think I read that early in the week, but I did not double check. Yeah.
Now, because, as someone who is well known to take in a musical, which did you prefer, his performance in Mamma Mia or Wicked?
So sadly, taking me back to the bond salesman days.
Yes,
I once took a customer. And his wife, and I dragged Michelle into this.
Yeah.
Well, she actually was excited by this, but we went to Mamma Mia when it premiered because, like, I think this guy's wife really wanted to go, and he like was itching. This is not the guy from this previous story.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But it was a guy I needed to curry favor with, so we went to Mamma Mia, and I was thinking like. Okay, ABBA, like it has a place,
oh yeah,
and all, but like,
yeah.
But like, are we really doing this?
No.
And then there were people. There was somebody dancing in the aisle near me, and I was like,
No!
You're dancing in the aisle, and like what? Like I get some of these, some of these ABBA songs. They're catchy. Like it's not my thing, but like I get it. Like there's a reason why they became famous.
Oh
the time they did.
Oh, they sold a lot of records. They got some bangers.
And I couldn't believe I was sitting through this musical.
Yeah.
But I imagine, even though it wasn't my thing, I imagine it's still better than Wicked. Wicked is some sort of origin story of Wizard of Oz.
One of the witches.
Like, what?
Yeah, one.
Do we need more Wizard of Oz?
No, we don't.
First of all, only the Scarecrow was like remotely passable. The rest of the other two guys were bullshit.
Wait, hold on. There's the Scarecrow.
Tin Man had no heart. He was a huge pussy.
Huge pussy.
And then an even bigger pussy was the Lion.
Lion.
He's bullshit. The only thing cool about that movie I remember as a kid were the flying monkeys.
No, they're terrifying. Cool. Oh, you mean something you could have nightmares about your entire childhood? Yes. Yeah, then yes.
I was definitely scared of them, but like there's something badass about that, but Wicked.
I mean,
get out of here.
The Wizard of Oz it's kind of a good movie. Like it's,
I mean, it was exciting because it would be on like what? Like every every Easter or something. It was an event.
But it was groundbreaking. Like they made that shit in the 30s and it was fucking color. It was black and white and then it was color. I mean, it turns out bitch was just having a dream, you know? And it's like, that's such a cop out. Oh, she had a dream.
I don't like dream sequences.
Dream. The whole thing was a dream. I do like that they had to replace the Tin Man because they basically murdered the original Tin Man by painting his face with lead paint.
And they also almost killed the witch.
Yeah, oh, they did with the green paint.
Well, she was like rushed to the hospital.
She's the one with the origin story. Also, I do like that the Lollipop Guild, the little people, they were all just like grabbing ass and titty the whole time. They're like,
they stayed in a separate hotel and had like orgies and shit. And they were always going after Dorothy, who eventually killed herself with booze and pills.
That's true. Yeah, she probably went through it in retrospect. She probably had a real tough go of it. I haven't read any books about her or anything, but I can only imagine. I mean, she's what, 16 at the time? You know, it's the 30s in Hollywood. Like she had to do things.
Living a hard life then. Like she might have made it to like 40, but she was running on fumes for the last two decades.
It was a tough go for her for sure.
Yeah, but R.I.P. Crystal.
Also, her daughter continues to live. Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was like a replica.
Yeah,
Lucille too.
Again, Lucille too. That's right. Again, this is one of those things where we were really sold a bill of goods. So in the 19,
how about her wedding photo? By the way, fantastic. Lucille too.
Fantastic.
What's that guy? David something. David. It's Michael Jackson. Liz Taylor.
Yes, David. Fuck.
I want to say Blaine. It's not Blaine, but it's something. Blaine. Best.
Yes, it might be best. We got to look this up. Liza
Minnelli. It's a great wedding photo.
But this is one of those movies where it's like who cast Maggie in Caddyshack? Like what was the idea behind the casting there? Similarly, Arthur was obsessed. He was fucking so wasted. And all he wanted to do was fuck, and he was so horny, and he was obsessed.
He was rich, right?
Yeah, he was super rich. He had a fucking guy. He had a man Friday that literally washed his fucking dick for him. That's how rich he was. He paid another man to wash his dick, and he was obsessed.
He's living in the era of Cheryl T.
Yes, Christy Brinkley, Jacqueline Smith. Yes. Yeah.
Right. Jacqueline Smith and Farrah Fawcett.
Could have had them all.
He has got all the money in the world, and he just wants to get drunk and fuck Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli, which is
ridiculous.
I mean, who? Nobody's ever wanted to fuck Liza Minnelli. Louise, too. Yes. Okay, Liza Minnelli wedding photo. Oh, man, this is great. What's this dude's name? Yeah. David Guest.
Guest. I was close.
You're very close. David Guest. He was Michael Jackson's best friend. Wow.
That's a normal friendship. After Bubbles the Monkey kicked off, then it was like,
well, right, his main best friends didn't want to hang out with him anymore.
Poor Mac Culkin. Had so much talent, and like
he's got stories.
He's just smoking heaters and staying out of the business now.
He's sitting on those stories. Michael Jackson looks so drugged out here. I'll make this the picture okay, who else died?
A man named Ron Cephas Jones, multiple Emmy winner for This Is Us, 66 years old. Michelle watches that show, and I like will pass through the room, and it's like hey, did we tug on the heartstrings enough? How about this? We're going to kill this person. Yeah. Or it's, hey, guess what? I have cancer. We're going to die. And like, it's a really sad.
Isn't that with that Milo Ventimiglia, who's impossibly beautiful? Yep. Like, what do we need that? Do we need that rubbed in our face all the time? That there's people that look like that? Because it's not really fair to the rest of us. Okay.
I think they killed him off.
Did they?
Like he died in a fire or something.
What was like? And Mandy Moore? Did they kill her?
No. But I think the way it works, because I will like look and be like, what's going on in the show? And Michelle will be like, because Mandy Moore will sometimes have gray hair. So I think it's like it's constantly flashing forward and back.
No thanks.
And she was, and it's terrible. It's like time travel, but without Marty McFly. So pass. No,
stop jumping around. Too confusing.
Instead of Marty and Doc, you just get death and cancer and I'm fires.
Out. No, I'm out. R.I.P. Yeah. This guy looks familiar. I'm sure he was in other things. Very sad. Who else?
And Alex Collins. Actually broke as we were finishing the show last week.
Yeah.
Former Arkansas and Ravens running back, 28 years old, motorcycle crash.
That's sad. That is very sad. Now I saw he must have had a cup of coffee with the Seahawks because Russell Wilson was giving a very insincere
AI eulogy.
There's no way he would have been able to pick this guy out of a crowd. Zero chance.
But he was like a very good running back in college, and I think he was like okay in the pros. I don't know exactly, like in the last year or two, but he was solid running back.
Yeah, turns out that position is kind of a dime a dozen the way they play football anymore, and so they just use these guys up until their necks explode, unless it's Derrick Henry, and then they just get a new one. And it's kind of sad when you think about the evolution of the running back position in football. Okay, let's talk some sports.
It's Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. My own joy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports this week?
Bill Belichick lauded Taylor Swift's toughness after a rain-soaked concert that she performed in.
What is wrong with this guy?
So it's a couple things. First, is it because he's like a big Taylor Swift fan, which doesn't seem like he'd be the type of guy, but also is it like he's such a football coach that like he just cares about toughness.
Yeah. He just sees that. Yeah. Yeah. Saw a little bit of Taylor, Belichick said before referencing her show in the rain. That was pretty impressive. She's tough, man. She just got out there and played right through. I mean, how was the show though? Like, it was impressive because it was raining. Yeah.
Like just one of those steakheads that like doesn't know anything but football terms.
Yeah.
He can't like say anything else. My sister, her college graduation, she was supposed to have Doris Kearns Goodwin do her. I remember this, who was going to be the speaker. She's a famous historian.
Oh, yeah,
and, like,
she is.
Fine.
And she kind of got a raw deal. She got outed as a plagiarism. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a plagiarism thing that broke like a week before. And so they had to replace her. They're like, you're out.
Meanwhile, the lady,
interesting speech.
The lady's probably written 70 books and she like misstated me. She like footnoted some shit wrong in the most recent one. And people are like, oh no, you're a fucking plagiarist. Like anybody that writes history books is essentially plagiarizing. They're taking all information that they read in other places and they're restating it to you in a way that they think you will find interesting. Leave this old lady alone.
My history book has plagiarism in there with no intention of plagiarizing,
of course.
But it's just, It happens.
It happens.
But
Doris Kearns Goodwin.
But the true victim of that situation was me, because I had to attend my sister's graduation. And they replaced it.
There's never been a better time to get away. Hold on. With a great deal on the Hyundai you've always wanted.
That window just started playing a commercial. I was reading about Bill Belichick.
Come on, Hyundai.
Okay.
They replaced her. Yeah. Like a brilliant woman who knows lots of shit. They replaced her
with Taylor Swift.
With the college football coach. The University of Delaware football coach.
The Blue Ends?
This dude is like... graduates, when you're on the 5-yard line of life, you know, you're going to have to get tough. Like, this is the red zone offense. I'm thinking, this fucking steakhead can't he can't even say real thoughts. Everything's in football terms. Like, he can't just be like, hey, adversity or whatever. He's like, hey, if it's 3rd and 19, right, what are you going to do? Just run a draw play in life, or are you going to go for it? Yeah. Like, it's just bullshit. No, like, not everything has to be a fucking football term. I get you're the football coach.
You got to spread the field. That's what you got to do. But then you hit your outlet guy because his field's all spread out, and he can make up most of that, so you're not punting from such a distance. You know, it's just fucking life. That reminds me, I went to my son graduated high school this year, and I went to his graduation, and it's one of the speakers. First of all, the best speaker was some kid with like special needs kid that fucking gave this like heartfelt speech, and it was fucking great. It really got, cause it was from the heart, you know, you really, really fired you up. And then all these people had prepared speeches, and this one chick was like an ex, she had graduated, and I think she was a teacher there. I don't know. She went on to do something, and she was coming back to talk. She's like, I think of things in terms of a few different, like she had like letters, and she's like, R stands for blah, blah, blah. And she'd talk about that. I tuned out at like the fourth bullet point, and I came back in, and
stands for boring.
Yeah. She was on 9, and I'm like, what? And everyone's looking at each other and like, she's still fucking talking. Like, just people just love the sounds of their own voice. So I don't know what my point was. Taylor Swift. Bill Belichick, you know, he can't talk about anything else. Yeah. Okay. What else, Ed?
Okay. I hope everyone's sitting down, because this is a very upsetting story.
Jarring.
Patrick Mahomes' son, Bronze, and daughter, Sterling, were spotted taking turns driving in a kid's Mercedes truck.
Oh, my God. Bronze and Sterling. Ed, that's second and third place, by the way. Bronze is third. Bronze is the shittiest medal you can get. You're going to name your kid the shittiest thing you can finish in the whole fucking Olympics? Hey, I got last. At least you didn't get bronze.
They're planning on having more kids. They're like, if it's a set of boy twins, we're going to name them Cobalt and Nickel.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it's girls, we're going to name them Chromium and Manganese.
What they're going to do, though, they're going to do the whole periodic table at some point. We got to talk here. We got to talk about something. And that thing that we got to talk about is Patrick Mahomes, because the guy's a really good player. Now,
yeah, we can't blame everything on the wife.
We can't. The guy's a really good player. I don't know what's going on with his voice. He's really good. The Frog. You know,
Cookie Monster.
You know that, yes. You know the NFL wants him to be their poster child. That's why they completely saturated the field on accident so that the Eagles couldn't move the ball in the Super Bowl. I'm sure that was just an accident. I mean, nothing nefarious at play. Mahomes he's the guy they want to be the guy, but these things keep coming out about him. First of all, his brother Jackson is doing TikTok dances and grabbing Bush. Yeah. Then this wife of his is putting that mug of hers in every fucking camera. She's holding dolphins.
She's accomplished in her own right. She owns a soccer team.
Yes, that's true. She owns a soccer team. They're building big houses in Kansas City. Now they're naming their kids Bronze and Sterling. At some point, this man has to answer for his fucking crimes. I get that he's won 2 Super Bowls and some MVPs and shit, and he's really good. But we need answers here for the pain that this man is causing the rest of us.
Remember how Pac-Man Jones, they kept questioning his judgment. He was a talented player.
That's right.
But like, his judgment off the field is like, we can't have this in the NFL.
Well, he did shoot people.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Oh, I made it rain first.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, 6 of 1, half dozen of another, Ed. Pac-Man Jones, Patrick Mahomes. They're the same dude, pretty much, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. Yeah, I believe so.
Patrick Mahomes, a little worse. Hold on, that reminds me of right before the show, somebody sent us on Twitter this is breaking news, by the way. Hold on. I have to look for the X. How about last week? Just one of the great moments in the history of this show. We played a clip from O.J. Simpson, who calls Twitter X. Hey, X World.
Hey, X World.
He calls it X. So just before the show started, our good friend, Mexican Batman, Ronald T. Mexico. Oh, wait, maybe this isn't Mexican Batman. Tijuana Mustache, Ronald T. Mexico, sent us this very important update.
You remember what Ron Mexico is?
Oh, yeah, that's our dear friend, Mike Vick. Mike Vick did nothing wrong, by the way. Mike Vick, that's his herpes name. That's when he would go have sex with chicks and give them herpes. He would tell them his name was Ron Mexico. Okay, this is an update on a very important story. Chief Saholic is on trial, and his lawyer has spoken out. Here's Chief Saholic's lawyer.
This is not Chief Saholic's last drive. And he believes, and we believe, that when the final whistle blows, and all of the facts are known, that he is going to be redeemed in the eyes of his community, in the eyes of his fans, and in the eyes of the Chief's kingdom.
Chief's kingdom? This can't be real, right? This is not a real. I mean, if this is look, having this guy.
So your statement, by the way, like that you're putting one of our future stories. Chief Saholic was finally indicted on bank robbery and money laundering.
That's right. Yes, he was. Yeah, I knew we were going to cover it, but I felt like this clip fit right here. Chief Saholic, this cannot really be Chief Saholic lawyer, because if this is like worse than your lawyer having a ponytail, if he comes out and he speaks in football metaphors. Let's just cover this one more time.
This is Ron Kuby territory right here.
Yeah,
Chief Saholic's last drive. And he believes, and we
believe, his real lawyer,
that when the final whistle blows and all of the facts are known, that he is going to be redeemed in the eyes of his community, in the eyes of his fans, and in the eyes of the Chief's kingdom.
His lawyer is referring to him as Chief Saholic. You know, Chief Saholic is not his Christian name. His name's Xavier Badabar or something. Like,
also, he's using football terms. Yeah. Is the Delaware football coach his lawyer?
Yes, yes, the Blue Hens. Now, and also, Chief Saholic, not a football fan. Not a football player. He's just a fan. You can't.
Right.
You don't talk about a fan in football analogies.
You talk about him in fan things. He's not in the concourse region.
Yes.
He's not waiting in line. Yes. For nachos.
He's not on his third $18 Coors Light. He's on his second $18 Coors Light.
He's putting watery relish on the hot dog of justice.
So anyway, I thought I didn't want to forget that. That just came in just before we started.
Nick Castellanos.
Oh, this is our guy.
Our guy.
Yeah.
He knows when the moment is right.
That's right. It's true. He does.
He famously homered while Thom Brenneman was apologizing for calling KC a gay slur.
Yes. The F slur.
The big one, the F slur.
Yeah.
Well, on the anniversary of the Thom Brenneman apology, he homered.
He did. He did.
the greatest call of all time.
Yeah. He homered during Thom Brenneman's apology.
Then he homered again.
No, he got a base hit. Yeah, that was just a base hit when he was in the
following spring training where it was like a DWI apology.
Yes.
He was the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays.
Yeah, it was like their bench coach or something.
Yeah, their pitching coach got a DUI the night before, and so on the air they were apologizing, and then Nick Castellanos got an RBI single in the middle of the apology, and then yesterday was the third anniversary apparently of Tom Brenneman using that F slur, and Nick Castellanos hit another home run. And Nick Castellanos, I was watching Sunday Night Baseball last night, and for some reason they played it at Blair Field where the Long Beach State Dirtbags played. It had something to do with Little League. There was like, I think it was in Pennsylvania actually, but it was at a Little League field or something.
Oh yeah.
And
because it's the Little League World Series is going on, and they do one major league game there a year.
Yeah, no. And Nick Castellanos is out there in right field, and they're doing that thing where they interview him during the game.
Oh, while he's playing?
Yeah, while he's playing. And he, like, they had him talk to some Little Leaguers, like, while he's playing, and the dude is, I think he, and everyone knows I'm a Dodger fan, but Nick Castellanos might be my favorite player. First of all, he's out there. He's got no undershirt under the shirt. He's just got the jersey open in the middle of the field out there playing with all his show chains hanging out and everything. You know, he's like tatted that up. He's a cool dude. We did.
I'm seeing it. He likes to unbutton.
Yeah, he keeps it unbuttoned. So the bitches can see. Then while you weren't around, I think this is while you were gone, they interviewed him. And let me see if I can find it. They interviewed him and they asked him who his favorite superhero was. And you know what he said? You probably didn't hear this.
Oh, I remember. I read this, though.
Yes. Okay, hold on. I'm going to play it for you, but I got to wait for the commercial to play. What happened to Skip Ad? Okay, and Skip Ad. Here we go.
Their favorite superheroes. Yeah. You said Scooby-Doo.
Sure.
I didn't realize Scooby-Doo was a superhero. Can you kind of explain his superhero lore?
I mean, well, first off, he's a dog, right? And he can talk.
Fair enough. Okay.
And he saves, he solves mysteries. So I think that a dog that can talk and helps people by solving mysteries, I think, is a superhero.
Yeah. Checks off all the superhero boxes, has special skills, and he helps people. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's no holes in that logic.
How could you argue with that? How could you argue with that logic? This guy can't do anything cooler. He hits home runs exactly when I want him to hit them. He's got drip out there on the field.
Yeah. Yeah. References Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Love
Scooby-Doo. Fantastic show. I mean, this is my guy. This is our official favorite player.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, me too.
Great guy.
Big fan.
Jimmy Graham was arrested after wandering LA streets. Saints say he suffered a likely seizure. Did he come down with a case of the Kellen Winslows?
Yeah.
Seems like,
you know, we don't talk enough about that. I mean, we talk about it here. Kellen Winslow, no one would room with him on the road because he was constantly jerking off. And then even in the locker room, he would also just start jerking it at his locker all the time. And then to the point that no one would sit on the couch in like the training room because Kellen Winslow was always fucking the couch. So then the Browns, they didn't know what to do with him. But instead of
getting him help,
calling a mental health professional, they bought him like one of those things that's one of those silicone things. They couldn't have an actual sex doll because it's too big and heavy. They couldn't do a Lars and the Real Girl or Paul and Tucson situation.
They got him like a fleshlight.
They got him like a little more robust fleshlight. The one that's got the butt attached, you know, you just like put it on the bed and you wet it up and then you just fucking slam it. They got him one of those. They're like, hey, Kellen, you're stressing everybody out here with your constantly masturbating in front of everybody. So just fuck this thing. And they're like, problem solved.
Nothing to worry about. Yeah. We got Kellen a thing to fuck. Thing. Yeah. Now this Jimmy Graham, first of all, Jimmy Graham still in the NFL. Shock. B, on the Saints again? Who knew? Not me. Oh, he's fucking wandering around in traffic and everybody's like, he had a seizure. Yeah, it's probably nothing. This guy's been going over the middle his whole career. He's fucked up. Like, somebody help him. Let's not pretend nothing's wrong when something's obviously wrong. What are we doing?
Well, it was just a seizure.
It's probably
nothing to do with it.
Or he took some. And also, they're like trying to cryptically make it seem like he was drunk. They're like, oh, you know, they're saying it's a seizure, but.
Right. In quotes.
Yeah.
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 Well,
yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't start raping old ladies.
Yes, yes, exactly. Oh, yeah. And then what's Kellen Winslow end up doing? He's fucking in prison for rape because he was fucking raping everybody because he couldn't stop fucking things because he had brain trauma.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great.
Ja Morant's rookie card exploded in value, but not because his basketball has gotten any better. Because Michael Orr's fake parents were discovered in the background, a la Menendez on the Mark Jackson card.
It's the new Mark Jackson card. speaking of somebody else that's got something wrong with them, we're going to find out something bad's going to happen to Ja Morant sooner than later. But, like, who doesn't want this card? We need one of our card experts. You know, we got deep on Pokemon last week, and a lot of people were sending us Pokemons, and I saw Drew in Phoenix posted a picture of one of his prize Pokemons, and it was like a dragon. It was like a cartoon dragon, and I guess that's a good one. And so, like, if that's a good one, this has to be the best one right here.
Also, oh, yeah. Way better than Pikachu.
Yes. Also, apparently, this I learned on Twitter from our card expert, Telly, that Wander Franco's cards are just dropping in value. It's not...
Oh my god. So my buddy sent me a Wander Franco card.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Hang on.
Okay.
I gotta pull it.
Yeah.
It's what you know how they have like you know the cards, they have like a theme. It's like, oh, Topps rated rookie or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's worth.
Oh yeah.
Oh god, what?
Okay.
But Wander Franco, by the way, an update on him.
Oh, how's he doing? Yeah.
I see that he's got a second minor.
No.
He's being investigated for.
That's usually how it goes. That's kind of how you know.
He's got. Yeah. Here it is. Wander Franco, youth invasion card.
Youth invasion?
Yeah.
Wow. Because he came up when he was like 19.
Yeah, but the term youth invasion for a guy that's banging eighth graders, I just sent it to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's not a good look.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, I mean, I think this might have been the one because it's this weird shape. And Telly was saying this was worth $200 a couple weeks ago. Not anymore. 2022, Topps Cosmic Chrome, Wander Franco, youth invasion.
It's bad. It's a bad phrase for a guy that's fucking children.
Now he totally, he gets a job with the Yokohama Bay Stars, right? Like
he is absolutely not going to play.
He'll never be in Major League Baseball again. No,
he got Bowered. Yeah, he's out.
Yes, for sure, and for good reason. You know, even though
for good reason.
Look, I'll never make an excuse for the guy, even though
he did last week.
He comes from a place where this is probably okay. It's not okay here. You got to learn the customs of the place you go to, guy. You know, we don't have sex with children in this country. You may do that where whatever island you're from, which is fine.
The island of Hispaniola,
yes.
The DR half of it.
Exactly. Yes. We'll see how that goes.
I'm not sure I'm pronouncing because I really don't watch tennis, but Stefanos Tsitsipas?
Yeah, Tsitsipas, yeah.
Tsitsipas confronted a female fan during the match and said, "Stop making bee noises."
Yeah, well, he was like, look, he's got a point here because they make it be all quiet. And then he was going to serve, right? And when he goes to serve, all of a sudden, you see him like trying to swat something away. It's because he was getting tricked. Somebody.
Was he pulling a summer school on him?
Yeah.
A Chainsaw and Dave?
Yes. Somebody in the crowd was making bee noises to like throw him off his game. And we know, here, let's see. There's a, we have a clip.
Person imitating a bee behind
me. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
After Sinner's win in Canada on Sunday, Casper Ruud is out. He lost to Max Purcell, Aussie qualifier.
See, he's, he stepped away from his serve, and he's like trying to swat something away with his racket. And then he goes over, and he tells the chair umpire, "Hey,
there's a person imitating a bee.
There's a person imitating a bee.
I'll take care. But it's a buzz right before I serve.
Yeah.
You think that's?
No, that's
okay.
Not good. That's not good. Okay. Yeah.
Imitating a bee. That is a new one.
A bit of a surprising one, that one.
Yeah. It's not very crowded. This isn't...
any sport which makes you be quiet is bullshit.
Well...
I'm saying right now.
I mean...
if you need silence to do your sport, it's a hobby. It's not a sport.
There is a great... I don't know if I'll... just look, this is why we need a producer. Because there is a fantastic clip about this from a great... oh, it's right here. Let's see. Okay, hold on. It's because there's somebody that agrees with you. Okay, hold on. We're going to skip the commercial. Skip ad! Okay, here we go.
Golf and baseball.
Tell me, guy.
This guy's a golfer. Yeah, they're set like this. And the leaf on the tree moves. Stop that! The guy took a picture. Hey! Can't do that. That ball's standing still. Here's this guy with a bat in his hand. Nolan Ryan's throwing a ball about 95 miles an hour. 50,000 people are screaming. The announcer's going, "Here's the pitch! It's a pitch! It falls out of the ballpark!" The golfer has a dog left to the left.
There's a drunk Tommy Lasorda telling you. Like golf
famous
is
homophobe, yes. Tommy Lasorda.
Don't tell that to his son Sparky, who just was very close friends.
Sparky, with the guy who invented the high five.
Yeah, Glenn Burke. I believe. Where did this happen? This Stefan Tsitsipas.
It's not a major. There's no major.
There's no major.
U.S. Open is like next week or so.
Yeah, the Western. Yeah, the Western and Southern Open. Yeah, I would like to go to that. That looks fun because people are partying, you know, and a lot of times the matches go late into the night and everybody's having fun. That one girl downs a beer every time. There's a girl that downs a beer at the U.S. Open. But this is Cincinnati.
Like right next. It's right next to where. Oh, so we need motor pub is.
Yeah, we need some answers. Yes, we need some answers. Did anybody come from the Cincinnati Open?
Did Katie make bee noises there?
Yeah,
is that?
It might have been her. She might have been behind him making bee noises. So now here's what we need answers on. Stefan Tsitsipas making bee noises. And you could see. Oh, I could see the lady who did it. It's this lady in the black hat behind him. She's sitting by herself. This person's crazy. No, it's not. No, I would recognize her. We need answers on Stefan Tsitsipas and the Cincinnati Open. We need answers on whether we can meet Singapore caning victim Michael Fay at whatever seedy Cincinnati casino he's a host at. Oh, this guy's no. It's an old lady. The guy behind is pointing her out. I agree with you on that, but it's if the whole crowd can make noises, then you don't hear the lady doing the bee sound, you know.
But that's what I find the bee lady to be awful because she's making it about her. But I would like sporting events to make bee people irrelevant.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
I just think make the noise. You're just like Happy Gilmore got everybody making noise when he was hitting his golf.
Yeah. So, Ricky Fowler does that. Gets everybody pumped up, you know. I want her out. She needs to go. I'm about to serve and all I hear bee noise. You know? Give Stefan Tsitsipas a break. Did he win? I don't know. Yeah, he did win. Good for him. What else?
Chinese fans buy 10,000 bottles of James Harden's wine in seconds. How bad would this wine be?
It's got to be horrible. Look, I don't know.
Like you get to the end of the glass and then suddenly it just can't get anything done.
Yeah. I mean,
it just like instantly spills on your shirt. Like the bottom of the glass at the end, things are going well. And you're like, this is going to be the greatest glass ever.
Do you go to take a sip of the glass and the glass of wine actually leaps over towards a glass of wine that's just walking by and collides with it and then looks around for the
Stem of the glass wraps around your arms and pours it on yourself.
I don't know why I hate this so much. Because I enjoy wine. I don't really drink it because it wakes me up in the middle of the night, but sometimes I will. And it's fantastic. It's great. But with these, remember when Dwayne Wade did like a whole series about, they did like a docu-series on whether he was going to retire or come back and play one more year. And it was on ESPN. And then he would have people over. He would go meet with people and talk about him. Like LeBron James would be like, what should I do? What should I do? And they'd be sipping wine. They're like, oh, we love wine so much. We're just going to sip wine. I don't know why that bothered me, but it bothered me so much that it was so performative that, hey, look at us. Yes, we like wine.
I feel like all the NBA players with their wines and doesn't Hasselbeck has his own vineyard, like the old Seahawks quarterback. But like, I don't know. There's something about these athletes who are really flexing their wine stuff to me. I have a problem with.
I hate it too.
Also, I'm in theory like player empowerment. Like, why should we give the owners power and stuff? But James Harden is the worst of the player empowerment era because he will just got fat on the Rockets just because he's like, oh, you won't trade me? Now I'm just going to get fat and walk through it.
Yep.
And then he forced his way to the Nets, who had to like trade guys and fuck the Nets, but trade guys so they could get him. And then he didn't like that situation. Yep. So he goes to the Sixers and then the Sixers, he's like, I don't like this situation. So Daryl Morey's a liar and he's a piece of shit. And now you got to trade me. And it's like, why does this guy get so much power? He's come up small so many times in the playoffs.
I agree.
He can go fuck himself.
He can go fuck himself. Now he's talking about going to play in the Chinese league. I'm sure his wine sucks. Yeah, go to China. You'll tear it up. Starbury tore it up in China.
Right.
Go to China. It's not even, the games are fixed. Who cares? Okay, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate, your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do.
And he's even worse than ish. Shout out to that reviewer, Raider on iTunes that name checked our different ish. Nice to hear about our old ish once in a while.
Used to quote us.
Good guy. Okay, here is a voicemail.
Hey, Brian, Ed, this is Steve in H-Town. Brian.
Steve in H-Town is one of the people that was messaging me, telling me that I would probably die in a hurricane. He's like, are you all ready? And I'm like, well, and look, he lived through Hurricane Harvey in Houston. So, look.
It's really funny. I was just talking about, we turned on the TV and it was the end of the Joel Osteen infomercial. It was on like NBC. It was on like a real network. Like Sunday at 11 or something. Yeah. Turn on the TV and I was like, Michelle, that guy's a huge piece of shit. And she's like, why do you know about him? And I was like, well, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
During that hurricane, he has the old Houston Rockets arena. Yeah.
The Summit.
He would not doing what Jesus would do.
Didn't open his doors. Closed his doors.
Closed his doors because we can't let the poor get my carpet wet.
Yeah, they just redid the inside, and I can't have people in here all wet inside my thing. So this Steve was telling me, he's like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, I don't know. That's fine. And then he's like, y'all ready? And I'm like, I live like 5 miles from the ocean. And I go, and there's a mountain in between me and it. And also I live on the top of a hill. I go, I think I'm fine. And he's like, I live like 70 miles from the ocean. My house got fucked. And I'm like, oh fuck. He's like, if it's category 3, you're in bad shape. His power's going to be out. People are going to die. And I'm like, oh my God. And that's when I asked Darb what the paper said, because I hadn't heard any of this. I wasn't looking. Luckily it missed me. Wasn't as bad as they thought. But thanks for warning me, Steve.
I'm glad to hear y'all are doing okay in California. I know in a state where everybody was so worried that the new strain of the flu was going to shut down the whole state, but you know, we weren't too worried about a hurricane or a natural disaster, but hey, that's either here or there.
That's right.
Just glad to hear you're okay.
Thanks, buddy.
Earlier you were talking about Cameron Crowe. Early movies were great. All his latest movies sucked, whatever.
Yeah.
I got one movie.
Didn't he do the We Bought a Zoo?
I don't know. Did he do Vanilla Sky?
Oh, yeah. That's him. Yeah.
Fucking garbage.
I know. People have advocated that we... Might have been LSU that advocated that we review that.
It was somewhat
that.
Recently, and like, yeah. No.
I saw it once in the theater, and I was like, what is happening here? I didn't get it. Was it a dream, or they were dead or not dead? I mean, but it was fucking horrible.
I saw that movie, and it was like Cameron Crowe and Cameron Diaz, I'm a big fan of, and Tom Cruise, as weird as he is, like, he's been in some entertaining
movies. He's got a good picker.
I found myself angry like halfway through that
Me
movie.
Too.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I didn't get one fucking thing that was going on in it for 1 minute into the movie. I'm like, what is that? And look, if a movie's going to jump around, if you're jumping dimensions, I'm jumping back to the fucking lobby, because I don't jump dimensions. I don't pay attention to, I don't jump timelines. I don't do any shit like that. Because it confuses me, because I'm too stupid.
Get the fuck out of here with all the multiverse.
Multiverses.
No, I don't want 3 Spider-Mans. I don't want 2 Spider-Mans.
I want 0 Spider-Mans.
I've had enough Spider-Mans. Enough. I like the original one fine.
Yes. I'm good. I like the one that was on TV when we were kids. Remember him? And he just wore PJs.
And it would look like baggy PJs.
Yeah, it'll only be on once in a while. That's the kind of Spider-Man I'm into.
Yeah, that was it. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. Yeah.
Badass. Love that guy.
I gotta say, man, one of my favorite movies made in the last 20 years called Almost Famous. Love that movie. Yeah. I could watch that movie every night. I might even watch it again. Now I'm thinking about it. Anyway, man. Glad you're doing okay. Glad California is not sinking into the sea.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks, Steve. You're a good dude.
Thanks, Steve.
Good so, dude. It's been a while since I've seen Almost Famous. And when it came out, I fucking loved it. I loved it. I bought the DVD. I watched the DVD. I loved the music.
They sang Tiny Dancer on the bus.
That's right. They sang Tiny Dancer on the bus. They fucking Fever Dog.
Goldie Hawn's daughter was like the
she was a real
piece. She was a roadie.
Yeah, Zoe Deschanel. Yeah, she was a groupie. So,
not a roadie. Yeah. Groupie.
Zoe Deschanel was the sister. The kid was a little irritating, but
yeah,
I loved it. In retrospect, that movie's a little precious. It's just a little self-aware of itself, and it's like,
why? It's Cameron Crowe telling the story of how great Cameron Crowe is.
Exactly. It's his story.
One of my European legs. There wasn't much for me to watch, and I watched the fucking Fablemans, which is Steven Spielberg writing about him.
Oh, yeah. Growing up.
My parents didn't love each other. Look how great a director I became. And I was like, okay.
Well, hold on. I agree with all that. I believe Steven Spielberg is from Arizona, but I need to know, in The Fabelmans, do they spend any time while he matriculated at the Harvard of the West, Cal State Long Beach? Is that discussed?
I don't know.
What? How could you leave that, the biggest fucking part of his life? How could that be left out? So I don't want to rewatch. Also, by the way, I get that this kind of shit really happened and it's a document of stuff that really happened, but I don't want to participate in art that normalizes adult men having sex with child girls, because that movie does that. And I don't want to be a part of that. I don't think we'll review it, but I loved it when it came out. I loved it. These days,
yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, these days, I don't think I could get into it. Here's another one.
Hey, Ballers. Katie Shady here. It's been a while, and I'm catching up to get on Team Current. We've been summering on the coast of Lake Michigan, which has been very nice. But I am calling in regards to people having terrible accents and putting that on an
Hold on, I muted myself. Why would you mention
putting that? Putting
that
on a what?
Hold on, let's see, because Katie Shady does have that, whatever that is, Ohio accent.
Audio book. There's a reason why all journalists who are on TV have to take classes in order to get rid of their accent.
You mean they're working on their non-regional diction?
And as somebody with a terrible accent, yeah. I can tell you,
yep.
Nobody wants to listen to your regional vernacular. It's distressing, it's disturbing, it makes you not want to pay attention to what you're listening to. And in fact, like, there's been times, you are bad at this. Sorry, I'm driving.
Oh my God, what is going on? Jeez.
When I make commercials for my business, I have to do several takes where I talk very slowly and very purposely and try to get rid of my accent as much as I possibly can.
What is going on?
And I know that I kind of sound like Elizabeth Holmes right now. Yeah. But
this is our first ever call of somebody robbing a bank.
Yeah, she gets in a road rage. She's working on her non-regional diction.
She's a getaway driver, apparently.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yep. Hold on. I got a lot of things going on here. Here we go.
And it is for me to just be nasaling all over the place with a Northern Ohio accent. Anyway, keep up the good work. Okay. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Get in touch with Michael Fay for us. Okay. One more.
Yeah, I want to hear about the caning.
Me too.
Hey, guys. Super Lee here.
Super Lee.
Just thought I'd call and check in on a few things before you record. First off, hazing. You know, I have some experience being around a football program, and the thing we were told almost the first day of practice was
Super Lee's a D1 guy.
You know, you're a family, and we demand that the other team respects us, and how are they going to respect us if we don't respect ourselves? So at least in Minnesota, we had a zero tolerance for any
fuck yeah, whatsoever. Minnesota.
That's right.
Players
go Gophers.
Thankfully, I never saw anything like it. So
that's right.
Wasn't really something we had to worry
about. It's a real school.
What's going on Northwestern? If Drew is absolutely horrible and deplorable.
Was it butt fucking?
Do you know what they were doing? Do you know what they were doing?
Hold on. I got too many things in my hands. What were they doing? They were butt fucking each other.
So they were doing something called running, which was dry humping. And then the other thing, they would make them go through the car wash and they would all get naked in the shower and spin around and their dicks would work like car washing. And you made the guys run through. And then they made them do naked pull-ups. There were all kinds of naked, humiliating acts, and it's a fucking joke. And the fact that they're like, oh, this has been going on for decades. Well, Pat Fitzgerald has been there for decades. Yeah. So they're like, yes, this is his culture, and he deserved to be fired, and fuck hazing like that.
Ed,
fuck that.
Ed, I agree with you. But you definitely made up all that shit that you just said, right?
I listened to a podcast today.
Stop.
It was, so what really happened? And I was like, you know what? I'd actually like to know what really happened. Yeah. And they talked about the car wash. And I was like, are you
car wash? No.
Car wash.
Yeah. and they and they'd all be shaking their dicks around, and they would like run through the middle, and they'd have to run through everybody's dick.
Like, yeah, like car wash. They spun around and they'd helicopter that shit.
No, stop it. Stop it.
It's always some it's weird, gay fantasy. Like, it's okay. Be gay, be supportive of your gay teammates. Yes. But like, what are you doing? And the fact that they're like, oh, this is a decades long thing. Well, Pat Fitzgerald is everything to Northwestern football. Yeah. So Pat Fitzgerald absolutely had to go.
And at real schools like Minnesota, go Gophers. They don't do that kind of shit.
Brother who's got a doctorate in mathematics from Wisconsin, you know, and fuck Wisconsin. But he, when he was student teaching there, getting his graduate degree and his PhD, there was a football player there, a running back, who had got, it was getting a single digit percentage in his class. And now, obviously, that running back is
Melvin Gordon. He's talking about Melvin Gordon. I'm just guessing. Did he go to Wisconsin, Melvin Gordon?
Yes, yes, he did.
That's a pretty good guess by me.
Not
pretty fucking good running back too, by the way.
Gonna need to use calculus, you know, unless he's trying to figure out, you know, his next salary, because he is playing in the NFL now, or at least is holding out in the NFL now. But when they were gonna fail him, the administration came
Jonathan to my brother
and said, "No, you need to pass him, or you know, we need him to be eligible."
Now hold on a second. I mean, I don't doubt the veracity of the story. I'm 100% certain it's true. I'm 100%. Yeah, of course. Allegedly. But also, why is he taking math in college? This guy's a football player. Don't they have a major?
And Jonathan Taylor was a star
who
freshman.
It could have been, or could have been somebody else. We don't know.
But if it is Jonathan Taylor, he was a star freshman. So that's where you say, okay, I'm playing for the NFL. Yeah. I'm going to take a lot of electives and then not be working towards a degree, but keeping my grades up.
Aren't you supposed to study public policy? Everyone knows you go there and you study
criminal justice
or African-American studies. Like there's majors where you don't have to take math.
Half my friends who were not in college for anything in particular.
Yeah.
They went the criminal justice route.
No, that's great. I'll be honest. I had to go to, many will know, I went to junior college before I went to college. And the only reason I could matriculate as far as I did is I had to take algebra for liberal arts majors because I couldn't do the regular algebra because I'm too stupid. So they had to come up with a dumber person algebra that they split over three semesters instead of two for people like me to get through it. Algebra for liberal arts majors. And yeah, I passed it. That's right. I did. But what I'm saying, what I'm saying is if I were a football player, I wouldn't have needed to pass it because they have routes of matriculation specifically just for football players. And also they have tutors. Lee, why was your brother fucking over Jonathan Taylor? Give him a fucking C. Give the man a C.
And he was so pissed off that he did not pass him, and then the administration went and changed the grade, and then he was able to
allegedly.
So the player was able to play, and so then my brother was finished, graduated. He decided to go to school to teach with no football program. So he went to Northwestern, and now here they are, like right in the center of the football news again. And so he just can't avoid it, and I take great joy in seeing him struggle because he went to Wisconsin. He shouldn't have gotten there. So fuck him for going to Wisconsin. Love him because he's my brother, but horrible, horrible judgment. Love you guys. Hope you're doing well. Talk to you soon.
Never gets old. Okay, let's talk some.
One thing you can say about Lee.
Yeah.
He's principled as fuck.
He's on brand for sure. Let's talk some not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what is going on in the world of things that are not sports?
Well, I saw something just now that I didn't put in, but Kid Rock was spotted drinking lots of Bud Lights at some event, which, you know, how he
he's also very principled. Yeah.
he had somebody next to him with machine guns actually hit the cans and he just shot.
Yeah.
But anyway, Sage Steele accused Barbara Walters of attacking her backstage at The View, trying to elbow her.
Oof. Hey, fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Come as conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.